Right.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling terrible. I'm really giggling. I'm giggling a lot. I've spent a lot of the morning forgetting what I'm doing, dropping things. I'm quite reassured that there's lots of giggly, nervous people downstairs as well.
Yeah, that's quite common.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it is absolutely. It's the norm. Your response at the moment is quite usual.
I feel like I'm finding it even difficult to pay any. I'm stuttering. I'm finding it difficult to even listen to what you're telling me to do, putting chairs out. I don't feel myself at all today.
Right. That's perfectly fine. You'll find that once we actually get into it. Just to give you a basic synopsis of what we're going to do this morning, it's quite straightforward. We're going to have a cup of tea and relax.
I can do that.
Yeah? That's fine. We get the mind-body coordination working. And then we'll probably do some relaxation exercises as well. And then we start doing some other exercises, gently leading you from one stage to another, so that by the end of the morning, you'll feel a lot more confident in yourself, and you'll be able to focus a lot more as well. And you'll be feeling, I guarantee you'll be feeling different to how you're feeling now.
Okay, and I guess I should try and describe the fear I have is, yeah. It's not necessarily vertigo. People say, oh, do you want to throw yourself off tall buildings? And I don't. I've been in a situation where I've stood on a 6-foot boulder on a beach in Ibiza. I've frozen, had sweaty palms. My husband next to me standing there going, just jump off, you're fine. There have been pensioners with plastic bags of beer walking past me in flip-flops to get to a lovely secluded beach, and I've had to go home in
right.
tears.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not normal.
Well, for you it is normal. There are thousands of people who feel exactly the same as you, have phobias and fears. Not necessarily about heights, but of other things. And they have exactly the same physiological and mental symptoms when confronted by whatever it is that causes them the fear. There is a process to how this happens, and it's that process that we will tackle today, so that when you encounter those situations in the future, you won't feel the same, you won't get the same response, basically.
Now, just tell me, am I going to be planning a trip up Mount Eiger by Sunday?
Maybe not Mount Eiger, but what we do, we don't force anyone to do anything they don't want to do. It's not a boot camp. So maybe not the Eiger by the end of the weekend, but certainly maybe that 6-foot rock on the beach will be okay.
Maybe Scafell Pike without tears this summer.
Possibly, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, let's get on with it.
Okay, let's go.